And I call to order the November 2024 business meeting of Simpsonville City Council. Clerk Clark, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember O'Leary.
Here.
Councilmember Root.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Lachey.
Here.
Councilmember Pinkerton.
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings.
Here.
Mayor Schumaker.
Here. Please rise for the presentation of the colors as you are able. Color guard, present the colors. Please join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Order.
Please be seated. I want to thank our Simpsonville Fire Department Honor Guard for presenting the colors this evening. Each member of council has received a copy of the minutes from our October 28th, 2024 meeting. Are there any corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved as read. Item 5, this is our moment. Ladies and gentlemen, members of council, City Administrator Presley, dedicated city staff, and most importantly, the citizens of Simpsonville. Today, we gather here for our very first meeting in this new city hall, a building that we anticipate will serve the people of Simpsonville for the next century and beyond. This is a truly historic moment, and it's fitting that all of us, representing Simpsonville's past, present, and future, are here to mark it together. The Ellipse, our new council chambers, stands as a symbol of our commitment to excellence, innovation, and community. No other city has anything quite like this space, and it represents both our ambition and our vision for what a civic space can be. This achievement would not have been possible without the collaboration and support of our city council, our hardworking city staff, and each resident who believed in the importance of this project. Thank you for your dedication and for making this moment a reality. May this new city hall be a place where ideas flourish, progress is made, and the voice of the people continues to be at the heart of all we do. Here's to this historic moment and to many more to come. Item 6 is citizen comments. We have had 2 people sign up for comments this evening. We use a timer system. You get 3 minutes to speak. You address your comments to all of council as a whole, not to any individual member of council or call anybody out by name. We request that you be respectful. There is a 30-second warning. You will see the color change on the background of the timer when it reaches 30 seconds. And 10 seconds to go, it will change to red. And when your time is up, it will begin blinking red. When the time is up, please wrap up your comments. Nobody is going to vault over the dais and make you stop, but we would like you to finish your thoughts as briefly as you possibly can before we go on to the next commenter. The first sign up is Matthew Schumaker. Mr. Schumaker, if you would come to the podium and state your name and your address into the microphone, your timer will begin when you start your comments.
My name is Matthew Schumaker, and I live at 704 North Almond Drive. I debated on whether or not to speak tonight, but I believe that I should be willing to step up, even when it is hard to do so. I know that oftentimes change happens in this town, and the citizens carry on without taking note, zoning, revitalization, etc. However, I am opposed to removing the words Simpsonville City Park from the park that is in the heart of this city. This park belongs to the citizens, and the name should reflect that. By replacing those seemingly simple words, it sends the message that the park is no longer about the people, but that it is about one person. That being said, I do understand that it would be embarrassing to the council members that want to bestow this honor upon the city administrator, Diana Grace. I do understand that it would be hard to put in opposition in fear of hurting Diana's feelings, because a great deal of fanfare has been made in relation to this honor. In light of that, I have suggested that as a compromise, we name the feature of the park after Ms. Gracely instead. I do believe that Ms. Gracely has done great work for this city, and honoring her in some way is not a bad thing to do. I do, however, believe that keeping the name Simpsonville City Park is the right thing to do, and I ask that you vote no. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schumacher. Next is Kathy Murphy. If you would come to the podium and state your name and address to the microphone, and I will start with your comments again.
My name is Kathy Murphy. I live at 414 South Almond. I've never met Mr. Schumacher, but I must agree with his comments, Mayor and Council members, in the fact that Simpsonville City Park lets you know exactly where it is. I'm a longtime resident of the city. I was looking to see what else we have in terms of our city park names. Our Alder Park is located on Alder Drive, so that certainly makes sense. And with our park located right here in the heart of our city, I just feel that it's something that perhaps you made a quick decision on, that maybe it needed to be thought a little bit more in terms of what the residents of the city might prefer. And I just agree that it should be remaining, that it should be called Simpsonville City Park. Thank you.
Item 7A, TX-2024-03, this land use requirements of the zoning ordinance. Mr. Durbin, yes, if you would please summarize.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Council. This is a summary of the text amendment. SAC 42425, and these are to increase the setbacks in our residential zoning districts from 15 to 20. Sections 3218 through 3243, those align our alcohol sales and use with the state regulations. Currently, state regulations do not consider residential buffers in there. They do consider churches, schools, and playgrounds. Kind of help with economic downtown without the eliminate residential portion of that. Section 455, that is to more adequately state where property spaces are supposed to go in residential districts. Those would be accommodated in the driveway as opposed to be accommodated in the garages. Section 473 is the sidewalk construction, lieu of sidewalk construction amendment that is to allow developers who cannot install the required sidewalk on their development to put into a fee that the city can use that sidewalk fund somewhere else in the city. And the last section is 410.6. This is to allow for digital signs in our overlay district. But more specifically, put those only in city-owned property to advertise city events. Nothing has changed since the community hall meeting, and I can answer any questions you might have.
Thank you, Mr. Derby. Motion is in order. Councilmember Rochette.
Yeah, I move that Council approved TX-2024-03.
Okay. I have a motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Hutchings. Discussion?
Mr. Berry, a number of ordinances wrapped up in the long matters, it's convenient, but opposed to the one makes it difficult to vote for all. That's a little bit of concern to me. The one I was concerned with in the last meeting was the fee in lieu of, I'd ask if we could look at changing the value of one of the requests to look at that and make any decisions about any answer to my question.
Sure. We've always kind of done that with the tax statement tracking at all of us, trying to make it more easier to present. And at any point during this, if you had an item in there that you did not particularly like, I would recommend a motion to approve with the condition of removing section 3 to 18 as an option. We've always done tax amendments as a one looped in kind of presentation. That's something we could consider in the future, but this would kind of expedite the process. We always kind of loop them all in as one. But again, do you have the ability to strike out some of those conditions, each one of these, as a motion, if you see fit? The sidewalk, I did talk with the city engineer about that. We kind of trying to stay away from a fee, a set value, to kind of limit the ability to have to come back here every year to make sure that value is consistent with the state or with the current standards. So that was one reason why we didn't come up with a number and trying to keep it more market ready value, because I think you kind of mentioned one of the discussions we had about setting it at a much higher price. At some point, that price is not the standard at that time. You come back again to up that number to whatever the current market ready price is. So that's kind of what we had a discussion with the city engineer. It's kind of the same thought on what we had that ordinance.
Okay. I just have to say, it's very hard for me to understand that I wouldn't sing because it's hard to sound. But I think, again, just to clarify, this ordinance will require two votes, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilmember O'Brien.
I would like to have a councilor Andrews and maybe in the future spread these out. That way we don't have to try to make motions all this stuff. They're completely different subject matters.
Order, order, councilmember, if you would bring the microphone close.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, get used to this too. Dearest, I think you could bring them out in the future because I did ask significant questions on a couple of these. Talk to Councilmember Pinkerton about the feel of the sidewalk, and he explained more, so I feel like that's okay, but I'm with him on the fact that we need to make sure that whatever we charge is enough, and I'm going to trust y'all be able to do that. Yeah, we need to make sure of that. I did have a question. I know I asked this last time, but any language more than the state statute says it comes to the homes, residents, and the alcohol measurements from the curb or from the building itself. So if you would make two different things.
Correct. The state regulation is the path you would take to enter the main building of a school or a church from the residential property.
Okay, building to building.
Correct.
Okay, that's my powerful. And just clarifying on the parking, what we're looking at now, instead of having like garage, everyone has a two-car garage, and that's it. Everything moving forward is going to have at least two parking spots beyond their garage.
That's correct.
That's awesome. You'll make a lot of people very happy with that. But I think everything else is a good answer. I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
On item TX-2024-03, miscellaneous refinements to the zoning ordinance. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All those signify by saying no. That motion carries by a vote of 7-0. Item 7B, proposal to rename City Park. Councilmember Roche, if you could summarize, please.
May I move that council approve the proposal to rename City Park based on comments that are last week.
Second. A motion from Councilmember Roche with a second from Councilmember Root. Discussion? Councilmember Roger.
I had a recent meeting, I kind of regretted not speaking take the opportunity, and I kind of read it because I felt like the taxpayers and the citizens of Simpsonville owe that. But I want to take this opportunity to speak about this. I'll speak to the administrator Gracie about it ahead of time, and I will vote no. And really, for some of the sentiments that were expressed, I grew up here, and I think a lot of people know I grew up right across the street. I used to walk around my bike to go to Simpsonville City Park. And the word city is big because that denotes one who paid for the park, who pays for the maintenance of the park, who will continue to pay for the maintenance of the park. Yes, the taxpayers and citizens of Simpsonville, past, present, and future. So I think, and it's our flagship park. I really think our flagship park should remain the name it is, because that's been here as long as I can ever remember. And, you know what, and I explain this, once you name something, it's named. You don't get another chance to do this. And I just think that at this point, never mind, there's other good options. And this is in no way a reflection on administrator raising her abilities, her talents, her accomplishments. I mean, I explain that. But I'm at old school Simpsonville. It's the city park, and I would just like to see it save the city park.
Council? Councilmember Root.
So I appreciate those who came and spoke. I have gotten, our last meeting was 3 weeks. Yeah, typically there's a, what I consider a hot topic. I'm going to get flooded with emails and phone calls over things that I should know. Especially after 2 weeks. Yeah, in 3 weeks, I don't receive one email or phone call. The two arguments that I've heard are, it's always been that way. Why change it? And I can get that. Someone's been in Simpsonville, not as long as others. I hear you, those that have grown up here and been here a long time. I hear that argument. I don't dismiss it. Because change is not always easy. For people who have this, change is not always easy. The other argument I heard is, well, it was her job, and we shouldn't warn people for doing what we pay them to do. And I have strong disagree with this one. And here's why. Our military will reward people that go to the battle and do things over and beyond their jobs. Police department, fire department, your job, you go over and beyond your job, you get raises. There are rewards and things that we get in life for doing our job, but that we do well and excel in. So I have to disagree with that argument completely, because looking at what Ms. Gracie has done for everyone in this room, everyone in the city, whether they know her name or not, she has saved them a tremendous amount of taxes. That's just her. There's administrators all over the city. I see it 2 times a year when we go out of Columbia, that their people in their communities' taxes went up, and of course have not. So it's just not part of her job. It's something that she excels in, that she writes grants for. She's been very, very efficient, and she's saving everyone in the city a tremendous amount of tax money. So I think she's gone over and beyond. And when you see the revitalization of buildings and other things she has brought, I feel that she's gone over and beyond. Just it's her job. So I voted yes last time. I haven't seen why I should change that. I do appreciate the calls and emails. Like I said, I just haven't gotten any to really push the email at all. So I would say my official vote of yes.
Councilmember Hutchings.
When this came before us at the committee of the whole, I wholeheartedly embraced the idea, because I had known Ms. Tracy since day one. I was on the interview when we hired her, and please take a look at them. Hopefully we'll get out here tonight. I'll get to recap that for you, but goals that we had, when I came on council, were legion. We had a lot of problems to solve, and we had a lot of positive things to accomplish. This is one of those examples tonight that we sit of one of those goals that we would not, in my honest, humble opinion, we would not have been able to accomplish without Ms. Gresley's superior job performance. So for those reasons, I certainly believe that we should recognize that those achievements in some way. I've had several weeks to think about this, and I've struggled with it quite a bit. The one thing that I have heard from a number of folks is you're taking away our city park. People have been here for a long time. This park has become part of them. And although we know what it's going to be when it gets done, and when they see this, they're going to be amazed at what we've done, I think, I hope. But the thing is, right now, we look at it as taking away something from the city. And the city park name does encapsulate that particular park. As someone mentioned earlier, Alder Park on Alder Drive is near my house, and it's always been called Alder Park. City Park is in the downtown, it's a city park. Therefore, I would be more in favor, and this is very difficult. Ms. Gresley knows how I feel about her. We can get another question about that, but I feel like that we should consider maybe naming something in the park. The Great Lawn, for instance, has an amphitheater, something along those lines, to give this recognition that it's well-deserved, but yet retain the name and the tradition of City Park that we have known for so long in the city. Therefore, I will be voting against this motion.
Council?
I want to go over some of the accomplishments of our city administrator that, as was so eloquently stated, that are above and beyond. Ms. Gresley, over the last 7 years, has brought in $21.5 million in grant money. That is far beyond what is normal. We just moved into this beautiful new facility, despite our having to figure out what we're doing without the sound system in here. As part of that move, I was going through the old stuff in the old mayor's office and chucked out old downtown revitalization plans from 30 years ago and 20 years ago. And then we had a revitalization plan that was put together 7 years ago before I was on council. Those previous plans were much the same. They were not accomplished. Now they're being accomplished. On Friday, I was touring around two graduate students from the College of Charleston. They are seeking their degree in Master's of Public Administration. So they're looking to go into the career field of being something like a city administrator or a planner or something along those lines. And showing these young women around the city of Simpsonville. And quite unintentionally, I kept saying, and Diana did that, and Diana did that, and Diana did that. And I won't bore you with a long list of all the things that it took me 3 hours to show them around Simpsonville and show them everything that's going on here. 8 years ago, the city of Simpsonville was in pretty tough financial shape. Could not buy new garbage trucks. Could not repair the existing garbage trucks, didn't
have the money. We had to contract out. We lived here through those years. Having ACE as our garbage service was not a fun time. Since Diane Grayson's come aboard, she has restored the city to financial solvency. We were able to boot ACE out and take that service back in-house, along with keeping the financial thing going to make sure that we are able to maintain our existing equipment and replace equipment on a rotating basis, and it's not just in sanitation. It goes across the board in police department, fire department, all the types of things where we now have the ability to do that and have a fund balance that's above and beyond our balanced budget that we're required by law to do every year, but we do have some emergency money that we hold on to for things like responding to Hurricane Helene, and we're in much, much better condition. I knew about Diane Grayson before I ever even thought about running for council. I had no dreams of being mayor of the city of Simpsonville. Glad to have had the opportunity to serve this city, but especially privileged to get to work with Diane Grayson and get to know her. The reason I knew her is because when I would drive through Traveler's Rest and see the transformation that was taking place in that city, I started looking into it, and there was one name at the end of every story about it, Diane Grayson. So when the city council, before I got elected mayor, decided to hire Diane Grayson, I went, oh, that's a good thing. And she has been transformative in this city as well. It's not just about the money and restoring our sanitation service. It is also about the content of her character and the quality of her leadership. She has a Rolodex in her head that you would not believe. If she needs something, she can call somebody, and every one of them is her friend. They help her because they're her friend, and also because they want to be associated with somebody who does such great work and makes so many good things happen. I have heard from numerous of those people about how excited they are that we would consider bestowing this honor on Administrator Grayson. And because of that, I'm not willing to change my vote. I believe that the reason that 7 council members 3 weeks ago all voted in favor is because they have gotten to know Diana's character and her leadership qualities that are, in my opinion, make her the best city administrator in the state. I haven't met them all, but I've met a lot of them, and I would stack her up against everyone that I know, and especially all the ones that I know in Greenville County. And my apologies to people like Amy Aaron, he's the city administrator, or Seth Duncan, or Sean down the fountain. They're all done, but they're not as good as this one. So I will continue to vote yes this evening. Council, any further comments? Councilman Rocha.
Throughout the motion, I maintain my stance on the motion. I thoroughly appreciate it that all the council voted yes to move this to this agenda and did so with compliments for Administrator Grayson. Everyone in this room has been touched by Administrator Grayson's above and beyond. And that's what keeps coming to mind, and that was one of the reasons I felt like a piece of this new part of Simpsonville needed to have her name on it. I heard it ran in legacy naming. This is not new to Simpsonville. We have Dennis Walbrook Way running right through Heritage Park. And I believe that the honor was bestowed on him rightfully. He did a lot during his term as mayor. We've got Clock Tower. Mr. Hendricks' name is on so many things inside the city. We named the alleyway between our two new murals downtown for Hunter Howard, who has also been a pivotal person in our growth and our revitalization of our downtown. Curtis Street, Ray Talley Court, I mean, we have legacy marks all over the city, and those are there for that purpose, is so that we can remember the people that came before us and went above and beyond being a council person. above and beyond being a mayor. By the way, these positions pay money, and they still have a way to honor these people. So I maintain that I would like future generations to remember Administrator Bracelet this way. I'd like families to come to the park, enjoy the park. And I'd like them to know, I don't know who's going to listen to this, but her dedication goes way beyond the normal administrator in that many of them sign things and give tasks to other people and kind of hope that all comes together. That's not what Diana is about. She flew several states away and actually toured the factory that made our play equipment in this park. She chose, handpicked the items that would go into this park that would serve our city's children and families. She put so much thought and so much detail, hired an arborist and made sure that we're going to have fabulous trees in the park that age the right way, that are drought resistant, that provide shade without being dangerous. Just the overall design, every step of the way. She's not the type of person to sign a piece of paper and say, all right, go get it done. She goes above and beyond. And so for that reason, I really see it coming to my agenda item. And I'd like to see the park be named Bracelet Park. That's
all. On the motion to approve the proposal to rename the city park as discussed in the committee of the whole meeting, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
All those signify by saying no.
No.
Clerk Clark, would you go to roll call vote, please?
Councilmember O'Rear?
No.
Councilmember Rue?
Yes.
Councilmember Williams?
Yes.
Councilmember Roche?
Yes.
Councilmember Pinkerton?
No.
Councilmember Hutchings?
No.
Mayor Shoemaker?
Yes. That motion carries by a vote of 4-3. That concludes all the items on our agenda this evening. If there are no objections, we can stand adjourned.